When Arctic Cat recently unveiled its new sled, CEO Chris Toomey and several hundred employees wore green T-shirts to symbolize what they say is the company's environmental commitment. The assembly line at the Thief River Falls, Minnesota plant stopped as workers gathered around one of the new four-stroke machines.
Here we go. Quiet, everybody.
The employees provided an enthusiastic audience for Ed Klim, president of Michigan-based International Snowmobile Manufacturers Association, the group that is suing the National Park Service to stop the proposed snowmobile ban.
I don't have to tell you that recently we've been attacked by some naysayers and some extremists that are loose with the facts and use fuzzy math.
Klim says it's time for environmentalists to stop opposing snowmobiles and start working with the industry.
I say the naysayers and extremists have cried foul long enough. It's time for their shrill to stop. It's time for the extremists to stop the shrill and come here and discover what the snowmobile industry has accomplished and what the industry is developing for the future.
The snowmobile industry is under criticism from environmental groups and government agencies for building machines that produce high noise levels and air pollution. However, because there are no federal regulations or testing, each side produces its own statistics to support its views. But Arctic Cat CEO Chris Toomey insists this new machine is in response to customer demands, not environmentalists or the government.
If we were only doing this in response to the government, we wouldn't have done anything yet since the government hasn't told us what they want.
The federal government is still working to develop emission and noise regulations for snowmobiles, but it may be several years before standards are in place. Toomey predicts the new sled will meet those regulations, and he says snowmobiles will only get cleaner and quieter. He eagerly demonstrates the new technology on the snow-covered front lawn just outside his office. First, a standard two-stroke engine, which burns a mixture of gas and oil and emits a cloud of blue smoke. Then the new four-stroke machine, which burns gasoline like an automobile engine and produces no noticeable exhaust. While the company insists the new machines are aimed at individual customers, the first 50 produced were shipped to Yellowstone Park. Toomey says he doesn't know if the new machines will change the minds of government officials or environmental groups, but he argues an outright snowmobile ban in national parks is unfair.
Should there be reasonable restrictions? Absolutely. Should people be let to denigrate the park in any way? No, because it belongs to all of us. But you can't use phony statistics, you can't use scare tactics to stop a whole group of people who want to use a park in a reasonable way.
Meanwhile, the new snowmobile gets no praise from John Catton. He's spokesman for the Greater Yellowstone Coalition, a Montana conservation group.
It is not enough to go from an outrageously polluting machine to a horrendously polluting machine. And we should not, in that kind of a transition, simply start adopting terms like cleaner or certainly clean machine when the snowmobiles that Arctic Cat is producing are anything but.
Catton says his group and others will continue to fight allowing any snowmobile use in national parks. The snowmobile industry may also face an uphill battle with the federal government. A Park Service official says a cleaner, quieter sled will not automatically get the government's blessing. But the snowmobile industry recently won a temporary victory when Congress ordered the National Park Service to delay the rulemaking process for restricting snowmobile use in parks. Arctic Cat CEO Chris Toomey, meanwhile, says whatever the long-term outcome of that dispute, his company will continue moving ahead with development of cleaner, quieter machines. He expects the new sleds to take over about 30% of the U.S. snowmobile market. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Gunderson.